I want you to just picture this for a second. You're in your grandparents' attic. It's hot, it's dusty, and you find this old cardboard box. And inside, you pull out a comic book. You know the kind I'm talking about. The paper is yellow, the printing's cheap, the smell is just unmistakable.
Oh, yeah, that old newsprint smell. It's so specific, you're expecting, I don't know, a superhero fighting a giant robot or something.
Exactly, you're ready for some big, epic adventure. But you open it up, and instead of a secret lair, you get a guy in a green turtle suit. And he's just sitting in a really boring conference room in Bangalore. Staring at a PowerPoint. Which brings us to the subject of today's deep dive, which is, frankly, one of the weirdest and most wonderful things we've looked at in a while.
We are talking about Turtleman, Very Slow Adventures, created by Ian A. and Viv Maxwell. Specifically, we're digging into issues 4 and 6.
It's this perfect imitation of a vintage superhero comic, but the content is, it's basically a very cynical, very funny diary of a modern business consultant.
And that's not even the most interesting part. The creators are completely upfront about how they made it. They have this manifesto where they say the comic is generated with, and this is a quote, just enough AI slop to be honest about it.
AI slop. Okay, let's just stop there for a second. That term is usually an insult, right? It means lazy, machine-generated garbage.
Right, it's almost always a pejorative. But here, they're owning it. They're making it part of the art.
So that's our mission for this deep dive. We're going to look at how Turtleman uses that cheap, glishy AI aesthetic to say something really clever about corporate life, travel, and even family vacations.
And we'll get into something called the Quokka strategy, which, well, you'll see.
Okay, let's start with the hero himself, Turtleman. What do the sources tell us about who he is?
Well, his origin story is basically that there is no origin story. The text just calls him pointless.
Pointless.
And possibly the most useless superhero ever.
So they're managing expectations right from the start.
Totally.
Sure.
He looks the part, you know. Green suit, cowl, cape, the whole Silver Age getup. But his so-called adventures are things like trying to find decent coffee or waiting in an airport lounge.
And you see that tone right on the copyright page, which is maybe the best copyright page I've ever read. It says, based on actual lies, any resemblance between any characters in this comic with real living people is a miracle.
I love that. And the motto right below it, haters be haters. To all you haters out there, we love ya. Yeah. It's just telling you, look, we're not taking this seriously, so you shouldn't either.
Let's go back to that AI slop thing. When you really look at the panels, you start to see it everywhere, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. The art is gooey. That's the best word for it. And AI is generating these images in the style of an old comic that makes mistakes.
Little hallucinations.
Exactly. The text on a sign in the background will be just gibberish. Or faces in a crowd will look kind of melted.
I think I know the one you're talking about. In issue 4, he's at some corporate event, and the sign behind him says, partnership session.
Yeah. Partnership instead of partnership.
So is that the AI messing up, or is that the creators being clever?
And that's the genius of it. You don't know. It could be a simple error because AI is famously bad with text, but the creators saw it and kept it because, I mean, if you've ever been in a corporate partnership session.
It feels emotionally true.
It feels very emotionally true. The slop becomes a feature, not a bug. It makes the world feel slightly off, kind of dreamlike, which is exactly what it feels like when you're jet lagged and stuck in meetings all day.
Okay, let's get into those meetings. We're in issue 4, Very Slow Adventures in India. What's the mission here?
So Turtleman leaves his family, Turtle Woman and Turtle Boy, and flies to Bangalore. But he's not there to stop a supervillain. He's there to pitch a business plan for a company called Eigen Systems.
And this is where we get the Quokka strategy. The comic actually includes these, like, strategy diagrams.
And they are just a masterpiece of corporate satire. You look at the core value proposition chart, it's just a circle of buzzwords. One of them actually says, let's say quantum, because ad is super sexy, although no one knows why.
I have been in that meeting. I swear, I have been in that exact meeting. You just say blockchain or quantum, and everyone nods and hopes you don't call on them.
We all have. The whole plan is just layers of nonsense. Another part of the chart is like, let's add a $600 local computing device to online learning and call it a premium experience. And the outcome, an arrow just points to the words fluff and feathers.
And in the background, written on a blackboard, is the motto, if they don't like it, they don't have to buy it.
It's the most honest corporate slogan ever. It just cuts through all the usual politeness and gets right to the point, complete and total apathy.
So then he has to actually pitch this thing, the Quokka Quantum. What even is it?
That's the thing. It doesn't matter what it is. In the panels, he's holding this glass dome. And inside it, sometimes it's a bear. Sometimes it's just a swirl of color. The AI art makes it inconsistent, which is perfect.
It's just a placeholder for an idea.
Totally. And he's asking the room these completely insane questions with a straight face. He's like, "Is electronic goop necessary?" Or, "What about hyper slime?"
Wait, my favorite was, "Is true goo now possible?"
"Is true goo now possible?" It's pure poetry.
Yeah.
And the guys in suits are just nodding along, taking notes, because he said quantum.
It's the Emperor's new clothes with more slime, but outside the conference room, his trip is so grounded, he's not exactly flying over the
You
city.
know, he's stuck in traffic.
Yeah.
There's this great panel where he's just looking at the absolute chaos of a Bangalore street, and the caption is talking about the 1.5 million road deaths a year.
And Turtleman's brilliant insight is, do they count the cows?
It's dark, but it's real. It feels hot and loud. He gets to the Bengaluru Tech Summit, or as one sign calls it, the confluence of dreamers, doers, and disruptors.
With two P's in disruptors.
Of course. And he's just wandering around, and this is where it gets really specific. There are cameos. He runs into the Melbourne Lord Mayor,
And Justin Langer.
the Australian cricket legend,
Okay.
just standing there at this tech summit in India.
Chatting with a man in a full body turtle costume.
It perfectly captures the weird bubble of the expat business world. You fly halfway across the globe to one of the most amazing cultures on Earth just to talk to other Australians in a hotel bar.
And what about a souvenir? You know, the hero's prize. Does he bring back some ancient artifact?
He brings back a secondhand Indian license plate.
A license plate.
He goes to the slums to a shop called Babu Number Plates, finds one, and makes his getaway.
Except his getaway vehicle, a tuk-tuk, runs out of
It
gas.
runs out of petrol. So the big climax is him in his superhero suit pushing a tuk-tuk through the streets. It is the most pathetic and most relatable superhero moment ever.
Okay, before we leave India, we have to talk about the ads. The comic breaks up the story with these fake advertisements.
They are so good. They totally nail the aesthetic of a cheap 1960s comic book.
There's one for a 100 PC toy soldier set, 100 of them, for $1.25.
Packed in a Foot Locker.
Yeah.
It just screams cheap plastic junk that'll break in 5 minutes. It's got that perfect over-the-top sales copy.
And the classic X-ray specs, $1. See the bones through his flesh.
Amaze your friends. It's so charming, but it also reinforces this whole theme of, well, of slop. The ads are selling you a cheap lie, just like Turtleman is selling his quantum lie in the boardroom.
Whoa, that's a great connection. The Quokka strategy is just X-ray specs for venture
It
capitalists.
is. My personal favorite is the invisible helmet.
Yes, the Turtle Cosmic Vision helmet.
And the ad shows Turtleman just wearing a bucket with eye holes cut out of it, and it's for sale for $1.98. It's just,
Yeah.
it's perfect.
It's all about that promise of power for pennies.
Okay, let's jump continents.
Oh.
Issue 6, Turtlemen in South America. The whole feeling changes here. It really does. The corporate satire is mostly gone. This isn't a business trip. It's a family vacation with Turtle Woman and Turtle Boy.
So now the challenge isn't a boardroom, it's a long-haul flight with a small child.
A much bigger challenge.
Yeah.
And the map shows you it's a monster trip. Brisbane to Santiago, then over to Buenos Aires, Mendoza, the Andes. It's exhausting just looking at it.
And the adventures are these tiny, mundane moments that the comic treats as epic.
They call it supernormal. There's literally a whole page dedicated to the thrill of eating muffins on the airplane.
Turtleman holds up the muffin and declares secure and immovable.
It's so real, isn't it? If you've ever flown with a kid, just getting them to eat a snack without a meltdown feels like you've saved the world. The muffin is your reward.
So they get to South America, they stay in a fringe apartment, they visit a Café con Piernas in Santiago.
Yeah, the coffee with leg shops. A very specific, slightly seedy tourist thing to do.
But what they get really excited about is finding an abandoned Ford Sierra on the street in La Boca.
A Chilean relic. Turtle Woman just points at this hunk of junk and says, "You're brilliant."
Why is it brilliant?
Because that's travel. You know, you go to see the big monument, but the thing you remember is the weird cat you saw, or the rusty car, or the local electronics store. They go to a store called Fraviga to buy a cheap phone, and they call it adventure.
It's the joy of the mundane, which then shifts into something a bit more intense. They go out to the Andes.
Right, they go to a gaucho ranch and meet Tim, our guide.
And they ride horses deep into the mountains. And this is where that AI slop thing becomes really clever again, I
Oh,
think.
absolutely. So they're at 4,500 meters. The altitude is getting to them.
They're getting altitude sickness. Or, as the comic's garbled text calls it,
altitude ickedness.
Altitude ickedness. And one of them says their head feels floaty.
And the corrupted text perfectly captures that feeling. Their brains are literally glitching from lack of oxygen, and the AI's text is glitching right along with them. They're getting delirious.
They start seeing things. A metal ghost.
Which is just the skeleton of an old bus that was left to rot up there.
And a spooky mule monster.
Which is just bones, amigo. The landscape is brutal, all rock and ice, but the captions are still shouting things like, "Onward to glory."
The glory, of course, being just getting back down the mountain without throwing up.
That's a victory. Getting back to the Park Hyatt in Mendoza for a steak and a beer. That's the real superhero climax of a family vacation.
And the issue ends with this perfect little joke that brings it all back to the corporate world, the zero carbon footprint page.
Oh, this is the best. It's a text page claiming that this massive round-the-world trip had a zero carbon footprint.
Which is impossible. They were on multiple planes.
Completely impossible. Hmm. But their justification is pure corporate jargon. Hmm? They claim they leveraged a pre-existing methane infrastructure and brought home 3 used license plates.
Leveraged a pre-existing methane infrastructure.
It means they rode horses that farted. That's it. It's the ultimate takedown of corporate greenwashing. It's just meaningless words. It's hot air.
So when you put it all together, a pointless hero, sloppy art, a travelogue about traffic and muffins, why does this whole thing work so well?
I think it works because it validates the mundane parts of our lives. It uses the grand language of superhero comics to talk about boring stuff. And in doing that, it makes the boring stuff feel, well, kind of heroic.
It makes getting through a business trip feel like a saga.
Exactly. And with the AI art, it leans into the cheapness. It's not trying to be a masterpiece. It's embracing the aesthetic of a disposable dime store comic, and that aesthetic is a perfect match for the disposable, meaningless corporate jargon it's making fun of.
It's being honest about its own artificiality, which makes it feel more authentic than a slick, polished travel blog.
100%. It captures the messy reality of travel and work. Turtleman isn't the hero we post on our LinkedIn profiles. He's the hero we actually are when we're tired and jet-lagged and just want a decent meal.
I just can't get that image of him in the boardroom out of my head, just pointing at that nonsense chart with absolute conviction.
If they don't like it, they don't have to buy it.
Words to live by. So here's a final thought for you to take away. The next time you're stuck in traffic or in a meeting that could have been an email, just imagine you're wearing a green turtle suit. It's ridiculous, yes. But does it maybe make the whole thing a little more bearable? Maybe the most useless superhero is actually the perfect hero for our slightly useless modern lives.
I think I'm going to need some of those X-ray specs for my next strategy session.
$1 plus postage. Thanks for listening to this deep dive.
Keep it slow.